What will make you most times is not in the church. It is the obedience you fulfill in the bedroom. The obedience you fulfill in the market. The obedience you fulfill in the lecture hall. That is what seeps the power into you. Because the end product of alignment is power. Demons don't speak English. Spirit speaks spirit and life. What they communicate is power. The statement the demons are making in your family, are they in articulate language? They come and they shut people down with sickness. It's power. They keep them in captivity. They come and they prevent people from getting married. It's power. The language spirits understand is the language of power. So when we yield to Jesus, what we are trying to enter is a vote of power so that we can secure deliverance unto Jacob. People spend all their lives quoting, reading things, cramming things so that they can come and give an articulate and cerebral language. And their life is a mess. Because they don't understand that the language that spirits speak is power. Alignment is not complete until you are clothed with power. It is power that will take the gospel to the ends of the earth. For 30 years, Jesus was an upright man. But he couldn't shift anything in his territory. They knew him as the carpenter. But the day power came, in 3.5 years, he did what he could not do in 30 years. That means every year was equivalent to a decade by power. Your signature in the spirit is power. Your identity is power. We are born by power. We are ordained for power. And only by power can we advance the kingdom. He said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are thou? The question was not a question of nomenclature. By what authority have you come? You think when Pharaoh asked Moses, who is your God that I may obey him? He was telling Moses to describe God. What he needed was power. And Moses showed up. 430 years of captivity was ended in a short season. Because a new language was being spoken upon the landscape. Power was beginning to play out. What is fighting the land? What has shut the land down in captivity? It's not English language. It's not Hausa. It's power. And until we arise in power, the land will remain in captivity. And we will join that alignment of captivity. Your identity in the spirit is by power. The fulfillment of your purpose is predicated upon power. That was why Jesus, who was the prototype of our lifestyle, showed us that we must first of all journey into power before we begin. You think Jesus didn't know the gospel? You think there were no blind men when he was 25? There were dead men, there were barren people, there were blind people, there were deaf people. He was quiet until he was 30. He saw the blind men in the territory. He did nothing about them. Because you don't begin until you are clothed with power. So before he met the first blind man, he went through the desert. Because he knew that until the garment of power came upon him, he was not fit for the job of the master. You are the one who is going to the deaf person and doing trial and error. There's nothing like trial and error. That ear is shot by the finger of a demon. And only power can remove it. You don't advise demons, you cast them out. Who told you it's trial and error? He said, ought not this woman, the daughter of Abraham, who has been bound these 18 years, be free? He said, woman, thou art loosed. What he contended with was the demon that bent her over. Even the gospel you preach, nobody will hear it except as you speak it by power. Paul said, if our gospel be he, it is he to them that are lost, whom the God of this world have blinded their heart. You think you are educating the minds of people, whereas there are demons that have shut their eyes with a dark garment. Everything you say will not make sense except you begin to speak through the vote of power. Power is not an act. Everything we need to advance the kingdom has one name. That name is power. It is power that uninstalled the protocol of darkness. It is power that shut down demonic installation. The mast of heaven is open only by the gateways of power. People who are wise, they pursue after power. The reason we obey, the reason we align, It's because there is a kingdom that is about to gain emergence, and only the sons of power can bring it to pass. If there is no power, there is no hope for a generation. Jesus didn't say when the Holy Ghost come, he will educate you. He said not many days from now, you shall receive the Holy Ghost and power. Power. He said when power comes, then you can be witnesses unto me. He said tarry here in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. Power is the code of life. Power is the proof of witness. Power is the seal of authority. It is only by power that demonic entities can shift away from a territory. Even the very gates of territories don't open except as you come by power. You say, lift up the gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. You say, who is the King of glory? Because darkness will challenge you. Demons will challenge you. They don't go away. You don't advise them. You don't counsel them. You cast them out by power. They will challenge you. When you come to that territory and you want to speak, the first one that challenges you is not the people. When a man hurls his sword at you, just know that he's giving expression to a demonic entity. They will challenge you. They will fight you. They will attack you. They will do everything within their powers to shut you down. The only thing that will keep you going through the landscape of darkness is the seal of power that you stand upon. Every one of us must be clothed with power. If there is no power, there is no gospel. The very gospel that we preach, he said, is called the power of God. By power. By power. He said, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves to you. Through the greatness of thy power. There is no kingdom in view except as power becomes our language. Except as power becomes our way of life. The very utterances from your spirit must be clothed with power. Only by power can the kingdom advance. Have you been summoned by ordination? There is no doubt about it. But what is backing you? The reason we are lying to the Holy Spirit is so that we can shift back the tides of darkness. Amatakaburas. Perekanos kopena tatali kazuta. The kingdom only advanced by warfare. That is why life itself is not a funfair. It's a warfare. You will never see anywhere in the Bible where fun is articulated to life. It is always warfare. Even the territories that God has given to you, only by power can you take them. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 24, 2 verse 24, he said, arise. Take up thy journey and go beyond the river Arnon. He said, behold, I have given unto you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon. He said, begin to possess the land and subdue him. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Even when there is glory upon you, if you don't arise, you will not shine. He said, let your light so shine before me. You let it, let it, let it. Power is the code of life. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves to you. In the days of thy power, the people shall be willing. We don't need counseling so much as it is made to look. What we need is power. The day power shows up, people will pursue after you. That is why the scripture, the man of God wrote, he is dead, my spirit. He said, in the last day, the kingdom of God, the house of God shall be upon the mountains. He said, it shall be upon every hill. And he said, all the nations shall come. Teach us the way of the Lord. That's not evangelism. You compare them by an akazo. The compelling force. An akazo. The compelling force. The only way death can run away is when you show up with the garment of power. Amakase takira. The garment of power. And the beauty of it is that we have it in our vessel. We try to give expression to it. That is why we are lying to the monarch of Zion. Shaka patarabus. Power is not what you think it is. Power is your identity in the spirit. Power is the only tool by which you can advance the kingdom. The gospel you preach is power.
Oh, Your DNA
is fabricated by power. You are a seed of power. Everything about you is power. He said you were born by power. Everything about you is power. You were born by power. Your reality is power. Your identity is power. Emma Casatabonia. Shake a bear and a son better attack. Bele come. He said, as many as believe, to them he gave power. He gave power to become the sons of God. You were born by power. There is nothing in Christianity outside of power. Christianity is a move of power.